Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Niskavin Largus Abhema Bahargus Adam. Person has kavana to kill an animal, and accidentally he kills a human being. La'ovi kacham Bahargus Israel, or a non-Jew, and accidentally he kills a Jew. L'nefalim, if he had kavana to kill a person that wasn't going to live, let's say a stillborn that just didn't die yet but wasn't going to make it. Bahargus Ben Kayama, and he accidentally kills a child that will make it, that's a fully valid live child, pater. In all these cases, he's pater. And the reason that you're pater is because you did not have kavana to do a maisa that would be chayiv misa, because you wanted to, let's say, kill an ovi kachavim, one of the examples. So that's not a maisa, that's chayiv misa. So, now, Mishnah continues, Niskavin lahakoso al masnav, v'lo hoya ba kadei lahamis al masnav. If a person wants to hit somebody in the loins, but he did not have enough to kill by hitting that way. V'hochala alibo. But accidentally, he hit him in his heart. V'hoyaba k'dei lohamis alibo. But that strike would have enough to kill on the heart. V'meis, and he dies. Pater. He's pater here. And the Rav says, in this case, and in the following cases, you need two things. That you have to have kavana for a makkah of misa. And also, that you hit him with a makkas misa. And here, you didn't have kavana to do a misa that would normally kill. You had kavana to do a maisa that would not kill. That's why you're pater. Mishnah continues, Neskavin la koso al libo. He had kavana to actually hit him in the heart. Vaya bakte lahomis al libo. And he had enough force to kill him by hitting him on the heart. Vaholchala al masnav. Velo haya bakte lahomis al masnav. Vames. But you actually hit him in the loins. And the force that you did would not normally, was not enough to kill a person by hitting him there. Vames. And he died anyway, pater. Here you're pater, because the hit that you did was not a hit of misa. It was out of the norm that he died that way. Even though you had kavana to do a maisa misa by trying to hit him in the heart, but what it came out by hitting him in the loins, that makkah is not the type of makkah that would normally kill, so you're pater. Mishnah continues, Niskavin lahakis is a gadol, lahoya ba kedei lahamis a gadol. You wanted to hit an adult, and the strike would not be enough to kill that person. And you went and struck a child, and it did have enough to kill that child, and the child died. Pater, you're pater, because you did not have kavana to do a makkah of misa. You wanted to hit a bigger person, and your strike with your kavana wouldn't have killed a bigger person. But niskaven hakayis is a katan. He had kavana to hit a katan. V'haya b'kedei lahamis is a katan, and it had enough to kill the katan, v'holchala ala gadol, and accidentally you hit an adult, v'lohaya b'kedei lahamis es hagadol v'meis pater, and it did not have enough force, or whatever, however you were hitting, it didn't have enough of it to kill an adult, and he died anyway, pater, because even though you had kavana for a makkah misa, the actual makkah that you did wouldn't normally kill, so you're pater. Aval niskaven lakos al masnav, v'haya b'kedei lahamis al masnav, if you had kavana to hit in the loins, and it had enough to kill there, so it was a really strong hit. V'holchala al libo, but accidentally you hit his heart. V'omeis, and he died, chayev. This case you're actually chayev, because you had both the intention that your strike would be a strike to kill, and that's what happened, and also you actually struck him in a place that would kill. Mishnah continues, Niskavin l'hakais es hagol, v'haya b'kedei l'hamas es hagol. You had kavana to hit an adult, and had enough to hit that adult. V'holchala al katan, and it accidentally killed a child, v'meis, chayiv. Here you're chayiv too. Even though it's two different people, you're still chayiv, because you have those two conditions. Rabbi Shimon Amir Afilun Eskavon Hargazev Hargazev Pater. Rabbi Shimon says, and this the Rav says, Rabbi Shimon is going on the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish said that if you have kavana to hit an animal and you hit a man, you're pater. The Diyak from the Reish is, but if you had kavana to hit a man and you hit another man, then you'd be chayiv. On this, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Niskavan La'arugazev, Ahargazev, Pater. Rabbi Shimon says, even if you have kavana to kill one person and you kill somebody else, you're pater.